When Sophie Tucker went out for walks, total strangers came up to her, kissed her, and hugged her. You should live to be 100, they would tell her. She almost did. And no one is certain how old she was when she died this week. With Billy Rose, there was no uncertainty about his age. He was 66 when his death came the day after Miss Tucker's. There was practically no uncertainty about his life and the way he pursued it either. The son of a Lower East Side $20-a-week button salesman, he was an indifferent student in school, but whenever a prize was involved, he was a fierce competitor. He started his adult career as a shorthand reporter, but turned to songwriting when he decided he could make a lot of money at it. He spent several months in the public library studying the patterns of successful songs and developing a profitable formula for their composition. Billy Rose became rich writing songs. He moved into cabaret ownership, became rich at that. He turned to producing big, splashy revues and increased his wealth. In short, he had the Midas touch. He invaded Wall Street and soon was reported to be the biggest individual owner of American telephone and telegraph stock. He also had a rare talent for turning a phrase. And for 8 years, he wrote a daily column appearing in 425 newspapers. But he was unlucky in love. He had four marriages, each ending in divorce. And not long before he died, Billy Rose said, "I'm not a cynic, but I'm a bit more suspicious than I'd like to be." Sophie Tucker, on the other hand, was rarely suspicious and never cynical. Not long before she died, she said, "I'm older than hell, but I've never felt better. Life's been pretty good. It's been a lot of fun." And when Monitor talked with Sophie Tucker, she had no intention of giving up the fun.
"I wouldn't take it easy if I had to, if I thought, the next best thing is to jump out of the window. I'm not going to take it easy. I'm not going to retire. I don't like the word at all. I am going to continue working. I love work. I love to make people happy, and I'm happy when I'm working."
Right up till her death, Sophie Tucker was thought to be one of the greatest cafe singers of all time. She got her start in German beer gardens and on the small-time vaudeville circuits. She became a star in 1909 when she stopped the show during the Ziegfeld Follies of that year. She was deluged with requests to sing the works of hundreds of songwriters. But one song really clicked with her.
"I started with Some of These Days in 1911. I have never as yet left out a chorus of Some of These Days in any one of my performances from the day I introduced it in 1911.
On a recent birthday, Sophie Tucker said, "You can't rest on yesterday's laurels." But a part of yesterday's laurels, which will always endure, was her song. Listen.
Entertaining you. You're always such a wonderful audience. And now on your way home, be careful crossing the streets. Watch out for the horse car. Good night.
Good night, Sophie. Good night, Billy Rose. Careful on your way home. I'm Frank Blair with Monitor, which reaches all of America on NBC Radio. In Arkansas, for example, Little Rock, KARK.
This is the NBC Radio Network.